بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عطس وضع يده أو قال ثوبه على فيه وخفض أو غض أو قال غض بها صوته. شك الراوي، رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Continuing with the discussion, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the etiquettes of sneezing. As we mentioned, sneezing is something, despite the fact that it is preferred, it is an involuntary, generally an involuntary reaction of the body. With regards to the manner of sneezing, we find that generally this is an overriding principle, an etiquette of Shariat, is not being what we call brazen or loud in the manner in which we do things. If we look at the culture of Batil, generally when it comes to dressing, they advocate dress in such a way that you leave an impression. People must look at you twice. They must know that you were present. And generally, if you look at any aspect of their culture, it's brazen, it's overt, it's out there, it's like making a statement. On the other hand, if you look at the culture of Islam, here, if you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the very height and the very pinnacle of humility. It's mentioned very often, we mention that riwayat where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's description is given many, many centuries before he could even come into the world. At that time, the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو يمشي على الخشب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدمي ولو يمر إلى جنب السراج لم يطفئه من سكينته. That he will step on this earth, his footstep will be so soft that if he had to walk on crackling or dry glass, you will not hear the crackling of the grass. If he had to pass by a lantern, the manner of his movement would not put out the light of that lantern. So the culture of Islam is to not make a statement, is to be simple. Famous riwayat of seerah of the entry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into Madinah Munawwara, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that journey stopped at Quba and thereafter proceeded to Madinah Munawwara. At one stage, the people of Madinah Munawwara did not know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked like. Abu Bakr, his hair had become white. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were just a few strands of white hair. Various riwayats of Shama'il, it's mentioned how many, just a few strands. So initially the people didn't know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So they focused their attention upon Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's only when the sun had risen a bit and it become very, very hot that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu rushed forward to cover Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people realized who Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So generally from this we learn the humility, the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we alluded to, the overriding principle that don't be loud about what you do. Don't try and make a statement. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّيكْ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّيكْ. When you walk, walk moderately. Don't stamp your foot. Don't make a statement. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. And don't be loud. When you speak also, don't speak loudly. Don't be brazen in the manner of your speech. Inna ankara al-aswati lasawtul hamir. Allah Ta'ala says the most hated and the most disliked sound to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sound of a donkey. The reason I'm mentioning this It's like I said, somebody may get it in his mind, and we notice sometimes when you're traveling with people, especially, like I said, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in jamaat, etc., you'll find those individuals, when it comes to sneezing, they'll sneeze very loudly. They'll sneeze in such a manner that they disturb other people. They'll make a sound, etc., unnecessary. Like I said, it's an involuntary reaction. Yet, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala who says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sneeze, he would place his hand or a piece of cloth over his mouth. He would suppress the sound of the sneeze. And as we mentioned, part of the etiquette of this is that sometimes mucus is emitted, which causes inconvenience to others. So this would be blocked. From a medical or hygienic point of view also, we find scientifically this is supported. That don't let the mucus spread into the air, etc. Secondly, غَضَّ بِهَا سَوْتَ Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would muffle the sound of the sneeze. His sneeze would not unnecessarily be loud, causing inconvenience to others. إِذَا تَجَشَّى أَحَدُكُمْ أَوْ أَتَسْ فَلَا يَرْفَعْ صَوْتَهُ بِهِمَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another riwayat, marfu riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit and Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that when you sneeze, don't raise your voice thereby. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرْفَعَ بِهَا صَوْتَ Why shaitan likes this? Shaitan likes that a person should be loud, should sneeze loudly. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And as we mentioned, the riwayat of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked the sound of sneezing aloud in the masjid. Particularly, why masjid? Masjid is a public place. Masjid is a place of where we should be especially careful that we preserve the decorum, the sanctity of the masjid. Sneezing, loved by Allah Ta'ala. Sneezing, it's natural. Yet even here, with sneezing, sneeze softly, cover your mouth, don't let the mucus, etc. spread, and muffle the sound of the sneeze as far as possible. ونبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان اليهود يتعاطسون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجون أن يقول لهم يرحمكم الله فيقول يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح As we mentioned, sneezing, thereafter saying Alhamdulillah, and the person that hears it should respond Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. Give dua to the sneezer if he praises Allah Ta'ala. This is a stressed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jews, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum. They recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew that he was the Nabi of Allah. They recognized him. Quran goes to this extent. Like they recognized their own children, they recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because in the scriptures that were revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the description was given of the last prophet. So the Jews particularly, they outwardly ankaru, they would reject him. They would be his enemies. Na'uzu billah, they would try to harm him and kill, even go to the point where they tried to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zahiran, outwardly. This was hasadan wa inadan, out of jealousy and out of stubbornness. They were hoping that the last prophet must come from amongst the Jews, and the fact that he came from amongst the Arabs, this is something that they could not stomach. So this is why they outwardly showed enmity, in their hearts they knew the reality. So what they would do, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates, yata'atasun. Yata'atasun is what we call in Arabic from fi'lut tafa'ul. In other words, when you do something takallufan, you're not doing it naturally, you're forcing yourself to do it. So yata'atasun, they would make like they are sneezing. They would make like they are sneezing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hope that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Yarhamukallah, would give them dua. To that extent, they knew in their hearts that he was the Nabi of Allah, that they would look for an opportunity to get his dua. So they would pretend to sneeze, make the sound of a sneezing person in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he would make dua for them and say, Yarhamuk Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knowing what they were trying to do, and obviously invoking Allah's mercy. You do not invoke Allah's mercy for a disbeliever. You have to invoke Allah's mercy for a believer. Someone who is on kufr and shirk, you cannot invoke the mercy of Allah for such a person. What can you do? Yahdikumullah yuslihu balakum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of saying yarhamuk Allah, when the Jews would do this, he would say, may Allah give you hidayat. May Allah guide you and reform your affairs. So from this we learn one important etiquette, that if a non-Muslim has to sneeze in front of you and say Alhamdulillah, if a non-Muslim, so the etiquette we learn from this hadith is that your response should be, you should not say Yarhamuk Allah, but you should say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تثاءب أحدكم فليمسك بيده على فيه فإن شيطان يدخل رواه مسلم. The last hadith in this chapter pertains to yawning. Just to recap, yawning is something that's frowned upon in Shariat. In fact, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله يكره التثاؤب. Allah Ta'ala dislikes yawning. So, the etiquette we had learned, that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, that إِذَا تَثَاءَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَرُدَّهُ مَسْتَطَاعَ. If you naturally find yourself in a situation, you are tired, and you prone to yawn, then as far as possible, suppress the yawn. Now, in suppressing the yawning, from this hadith we learn the etiquette. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any of you has to yawn, then let him cover his mouth. فَلْيُمْسِكْ. Use your hand. You can even use your hand to cover your mouth. So to suppress the yawn and to place your hand over your mouth when you are yawning, we learn is from the sunnah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocated this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself never did this, because as we learn from other riwayat, Allah ta'ala protected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never yawned. Something that's disliked by Allah Ta'ala, obviously Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to some extent will be protected from it. So he said, فَلْيُمْسِكْ بِيَدِي عَلَى فِي. Cover your mouth with your hand. Why? إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلْ. Because when a person yawns, opens his mouth wide, then shaitan enters the mouth. Two meanings of this ulama ikram have given. One is that literally shaitan enters, or it means that shaitan gains ascendancy over you by influencing such a person with evil thoughts, evil ideas, etc. In other words, shaitani harakat, shaitani thoughts, shaitani wasawis. Sometimes a person finds that he's getting this a lot. One possibility could be that he's yawning with his mouth open, and at the time he is not covering his mouth. Whether it comes to sneezing, whether it comes to yawning, suppress, cover, etc. From this, like I mentioned earlier, that the general rule in Islam is Islam emphasizes the importance of respecting the feelings and etiquettes of others. Particularly when you are in public, be cognizant of those that are around you. Don't be a source of inconveniencing them or making them feel uncomfortable. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.